Have you lost agape? Agape love is the greatest and rarest form of love. It's found in the New Testament 116 times. It usually means the unconditional love of God. I remember well my training in counseling. One theorist and counseling practitioner by the name of Carl Rogers practiced something called unconditional positive regard. Wow. It's the most like agape that I've ever seen in a secular environment. Unconditional positive regard is defined as a concept developed by the humanistic psychologist Carl Rogers. It's the basic acceptance and support of a person, regardless of what the person says or does, especially in the context of client-centered therapy. That's found in Wikipedia. Listen, do you believe God looks at you like this? I've often heard it said that when God sees us, he looks through the blood of Jesus and sees perfection. He looks through the sacrifice and sees friends and sons and daughters instead of enemies. The Bible reveals this fact, Romans 5:8. But God demonstrated his own love towards us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. It always amazes me that God loves me and you unconditionally, completely, and unequivocally. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. John 3:16. God is driven by love, not anger. He's driven by agape, not bitterness. When God sees you, he sees Jesus. Someone once said, love is blind. And they're right. God sees you through rose-colored glasses of love. The Bible says, in 1 Peter 4:8, above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. The love of God will forgive you and cover all of your weaknesses and sins. His love will adopt you as his own. I'll never forget when my wife and I became the legal guardians of two very tall teens from Rwanda. Although we had so many struggles and obstacles to raising them, it didn't seem to discourage us. We never quit because we fell in love with Felna and Joseph. The love of God caused us to love them, and it's been a true joy and pleasure. Listen, who will you love in Jesus' name? It's time to love because you're a miracle, and I'm your friend, Paul Marcoulet.